Implementation of the post office from September 7th. Carla, could you read item 1021, please?
Mm-hmm. Amend the Central City Plan District to increase height and floor area ratio limits on the United States Postal Service site.
Folks, we have some invited testimony today from the current Post Office Steering Committee. Sarah Stevenson and Nathan Kadish, are you both here today? Looks like it. They're both here. Very good. Come on down. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, my name is Nathan Kadish. I'm the Director of Investment Strategy for EcoTrust and the Chair of the Urban Design Subcommittee for Prosper Portland's Broadway Corridor Steering Committee. EcoTrust's headquarters, the Gene Vollum Natural Capital Center, is directly adjacent to the proposed USPS development site, which has caused us to closely track Prosper Portland's community engagement process and the design guidelines. We appreciate your consideration and action to adopt an increase to the height and FAR on the USPS site consistent with the Broadway Corridor Framework Plan. Today, I'd like to share brief thoughts about the public process that Prosper Portland designed and has been following in order to gather input and information about how to make the Broadway Corridor development an inclusive, attractive, and all-around additive asset for the City of Portland. For the last 15 years, I've worked in public, private, and nonprofit sectors, and I can safely say I have not experienced a more robust process for gathering input than this project. The process to date and going forward consists of two phases. The first phase is the Broadway Corridor Framework Plan. The second phase is the developer's solicitation and development planning process. In phase one, the development of the Broadway Corridor Framework Plan, which started in 2015 and included an engagement of a stakeholder advisory committee and extensive outreach to other community stakeholders. The intent of the framework plan and engagement of the committee was to inform the feasibility of acquiring and developing the site, largely based on an assessment of the development potential and value, an investment requiring to deliver on public infrastructure requirements and community benefits such as affordable housing. The committee worked for 5 months and ultimately concluded that increases to the height and FAR of the site were critically viable to the project. The recommendations are included in CC 2035, and Prosper Portland is seeking early implementation of the recommendations to move forward with phase two development planning for the site. In May 2017, Prosper Portland held the first meeting of the Broadway Corridor Steering Committee, of which I'm a member. The steering committee is comprised of 42 community members who are demographically diverse and represent a broad range of geographic and subject matter expertise and interests. The steering committee has met monthly over the last 5 months, and at each meeting has welcomed public comment. Our committee is currently informing the project goals and priorities to be included in a developer solicitation, an RFQ, to be issued this fall. Clarity regarding the development height and FAR are critical to ensuring the successful response to the RFQ. Following the selection of a developer partner, the steering committee will continue to engage with Prosper Portland to inform the development plan for the site. This will also include a formal master plan for the site, which is subject to Type 3 design review by the Design Commission. A robust community engagement and communication strategy will also be implemented during this phase of work. Thanks for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Thank you for so finally summarizing everything. I will add just a few things. I'm Sarah Stevenson, here now in my capacity as a member of the Broadway Corridor Steering Committee. And not to reiterate, but just to add on to what Nathan said, I'm on this committee in my capacity as a member of the Old Town Chinatown Community Association and also as an affordable housing provider. I am involved in this phase of the development. My co-chair for the Old Town Chinatown Land Use and Design Review Committee participated in the framework planning process. So the neighborhood has been involved in both stages of planning for this. And it was the framework planning that happened in 2015 where the height and FAR recommendations were developed. Our current task is not to revisit those recommendations, but rather to, as Nathan said, inform the RFQ or the solicitation for a developer that will take the site and move it towards its development potential. So we were not tasked with revisiting the height and FAR recommendations, but rather with informing the priorities and the different goals that Prosper Portland and the rest of the city hopes to get out of the project ultimately. Because we're moving forward on this time, we have a fairly strict timeline. We are meeting monthly, and we are working to get the RFQ finalized so that it can go out to developers. But it's critical that there be clarity regarding the heights and the FAR before we can fairly ask a developer to respond to a solicitation. That's why early implementation of the height and FAR recommendations that have been developed through this prior public process are important. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, both of you. Carla, how many people do we have signed up to testify?
We have two.
Two. Very well. Please call them on up.
They are John Hollister and Patricia Gardner.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How do you like to go first?
No, you're first.
Okay. My name is John Hollister. And I have spoken to quite a few people in the last week regarding this property, and I continue to be educated. This amendment, as I understand it, is specifically to raise heights, which I support, but if adopted, I hope the new height allowance will still have flexibility in it if additional height is determined to be the best use of the site. I've heard people say that there should be a design competition, which I do not support. I have heard many times that winning designs, although beautiful, are not buildable. They often don't address the market needs or are not financially viable for the developer. I believe part of this process is to bring the developer on early so design, market, and finance are dealt with on the front end. I hope in the request that they can mention that there's still, here's the guidelines for height, but there's still some flexibility based upon your expertise as the developer, so that can be part of their response.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Good afternoon.
Hi, Patricia Gardner, 1200 Northwest Marshall. I'm only going to paraphrase a little bit from about my letter that I sent in on behalf of the Neighborhood Association for 2035, and what we stated in that letter is that we were a little concerned that pushing this forward was precipitous. There is a public process that's ongoing. Our representative didn't know that this was coming before City Council until we read it on your agenda. It should have been an agenda item at that steering committee that's ongoing now. On a personal note, I sat on all the previous committees, so West Quadrant Plan, where we are told we're not talking about the post office, the framework plan, where we are told we're going to see if this thing makes sense, and we're going to have economic folks come in and tell us if this makes sense for the city to buy. And I've been told afterwards, well, no, we were determining what was going to actually happen there. And it feels like a step was missed in the public process, which is, hey, oh, by the way, we're really going to talk about what the code wants to be. And so I just wanted to state that personally, but the position of the Pearl District Neighborhood Association is that we should respect the public process that's going on now, and they should have been told about it. So, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And just a heads up for staff that I'm going to want each of the Pearl District's neighborhood comments. I'd like to go through that on our next briefing to hear your responses. Thank you.
Very good. We'll continue this hearing to September 28th at 3 p.m. time certain. Of course, the written record will remain open until then, so if people would like to email us their thoughts, you're certainly welcome to do so. So now we'll go on